speaker, who will be Victor Duchovny. Victor is here? Yes, perfect. Victor Duchovny is Director, Scientific Information Center for the Interstate Coordination Water Commission for Central Asia. His field of activity is water management at basin and transboundary levels. He also works on technical leadership and general management of irrigation system and land development, elaboration of principal provisions on basin water management, research coordination, scenario development, and assessment.
Ladies and gentlemen, firstly, I want to thank our Canadian friends and colleague for inviting me and my colleague Dr. Stulina for presentation our work about the food, water and food security in Central Asia. Of course, its subject is enough big that we can to put it in procrust bed of 20 minutes, but I think that I will very briefly try to explain to you situation in our region. Central Asia cover the five states of former Soviet Union: it's Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, and partly the Afghanistan. I very thank to my colleague who introduced Academician Vavilov, because by Vavilov investigation, Central Asia belong to one from the oldest, the center of agricultural civilization in the globe. And on this map, which I refer from work of Academician Vavilov, it mentions the importance of this rayon. The problem of global security, it's going through, if possible, say the three principal line. It is first, it is the water, the food demand, food, the supply block, which depends from the government policy and the big range of a company measures, and in common can give the food balance for region. Our region characterized by the big growth of population. In Soviet time, the growth of population was approximately 3% per year. Now it's reduced, but in any case, it's enough strong. Even in Turkmenistan, it's above the 3.6%. But the difference, the forecast to a point that quantity of people, as you can look on this slide, will increase from 55 to 96 or 70 million people. Second problem, which depends from which definites the food requirement and food security, it is food basket. What is very interesting is that recommended by medicine norm, in Soviet Union, the rate per capita, yes, very different from the real consumption of local peoples, and from the traditions and from all time. If you will compare, you can look that the meat is twice less, bread and bakery in twice more, and very big quantity of vegetables and melon, which and also grape, which is leading in the local diet. Our capacity for growing crops is very limited because from 1980, when the Soviet Union has a big growth of irrigated land, up to the 1990, it's jump approximately on 1.7 million hectare of irrigated land, but later it's the fail, especially in Kazakhstan, in Kyrgyzstan, and slightly in Uzbekistan. What is the main reason that the cost of new development become very high, and support even maintenance of this land also the, requires a big investment. So from this point, the main way for the satisfaction of our population with the food, it is the gross yield from real, yes, up to potential yield. And as you can analyze here, it's reserved approximately in two times. In reality, we have the significant growth of wheat in twice in Uzbekistan, corn in 1.2 times, rice 30%, but in Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan, such tendency is going down. Total food balance on the five states now, of course, it's very different, but the in total, the grain, we can say that region fully can to satisfied by grain, yes, and even the big export of grain in Kazakhstan, in and also the in another in vegetables full satisfaction, but deficit of oils and meat. In result, the top total import exceed the export in Kazakhstan, in other country it's not above because the lack of financial resources. What are the challenges in Central Asia? It is climate change. I will not stop on this because my colleague Dr. Stulina will introduce. Natural and artificial scarcity of water, capacity of water management organization, and lack attention to water sector and lack on financing. What change after the Soviet time? If you will look on this the sketch, you can to discover that compared with the Soviet period, the most release of water in the from big hydropower water reservoir change from vegetation period, yes, to non-vegetation period, because the production of hydropower become more efficient from the for owner of this reservoir than growing of agricultural production. This tendency, yes, it's very the big danger for future stability of water availability and growth of irrigation production, because instability of water delivery creates a huge losses of yield. And this one from the best example of this, it is the water availability in the Sirdarya River on 2008. In the summer, natural water availability was enough low, 70-65, but you can look that actual delivery of water much less than the natural. It's a result of absence of attention for hydropower productor to ability of multi-year regulation of water. I'm sorry. How we can to combat future food scarcity? At first, we are looking on implementation of integrated water resource management as a measure for strengthening of water management organization, control loss, and growth of productivity of lands and water. Second one, it is a strengthening of collaboration. And last one, it is increase water right. Integrated water resource management, which we implemented on the Fergana Valley, one from the biggest irrigation area in Central Asia, yes, shows that it's very effective way to reduce water delivery. As you can look on the area of 110,000 hectares, we for 5 years we reduce water delivery from 1 billion cubic meter up to 643 million. It is means that reserve of water management organization approximately 30%. But in same time, we achieve the growth of productivity in the Fergana Valley by cotton in Tajikistan, in Uzbekistan, in Kyrgyzstan, and wheat also. It is the best example of productivity. It is our women, which we manage by the gender program, because they indicated ability to grow the crops and with profit $6,000 per hectare. Yes, it is a very efficient work. No, another it's example of growth of water productivity by the implementation of proper new technology. And next, very important, we look on the strengthening of human rights. We think that human rights on water, because now UN the rule permit only to strong delivery of water for the drinking, but not for irrigation. We think that strengthening of water right for irrigation will increase right to employment and food security. And on this base, we think that we need to organize a proper campaign in globe, because it is not related only to our region. It is related to all globe. International law should be raised to a level of UN Security Council. It should be obligatory mechanism, which raises then only on the level recommendation, because many people looking now on the international water law as a mother-in-law. You can listen, but you can do what you want. So, and world legislation should give clear recommendation for determining rational and equitable resource use, preventing damage and accounting and assessment, boundary of national sovereignty and basin use, and value of environmental release. I want to, in end of my presentation, to stress attention on one very important indicator, which unfortunately nobody to take in account. After collapse of Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc, the irrigated area in the former Soviet Union Republic and the Eastern Europe reduced on 10 million hectares, because the absence of government support and low prices for food production did not permit to reimburse by farmer their own the expense. I think that it can to keep attention on needs if we want to have the food security, we need to protect the farmer by the proper system of the financial support. No, I think that example of European Union in who invest in the agricultural billions dollar, and they also same in United States when only in cotton production they invest $2 billion each year. It's indicated that if government want to get food security from own farmer, they need to assist to them. Thank you very much.